NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated to the welfare of retail store employees. Now here is Dean Mell.
Three American pilots released from North Vietnamese prisons last weekend are still in Hanoi. The Soviet airliner that had been expected to bring them out landed in Vientiane, Laos today with an American television crew and two members of an anti-war activist group that is to escort the American pilots home. They gave no clear reason why the pilots and the rest of their peace group had remained behind in Hanoi. The American ambassador in Laos and a group of military attachés dressed in civilian clothes were at the airport, but they left after it was learned that the released prisoners were not on board. One condition Hanoi imposed for their release was that the pilots remain in custody of their civilian escort and not be taken over by the military. In the fighting, American bombers carried out 280 strikes across North Vietnam. Pilots reported destroying 16 buildings in a military complex 13 miles northeast of Haiphong. An American Phantom jet was shot down over Laos on Thursday, but the U.S. command delayed the announcement until today when it officially listed the two crewmen as missing. A report of new fighting on the border between Uganda and Tanzania. That story after this from the RCIA.
What is an hour worth to you? The working hours that a wage earner gives to his job and to his employer are a decisive portion of the hours that make up the days of his life. All the remainder of his life, his leisure, his comforts, the well-being and future prospects of his family, is largely determined by his earnings and by the employer-paid benefits he receives. In the retail field throughout the United States and Canada, members of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, have the assurance of receiving good pay, periodic wage increases, and many on-the-job benefits. All these things are clearly spelled out in RCIA union-negotiated contracts. A union contract is as valuable a piece of property to a member of the RCIA as the deed to the house he owns or the title to his car, because his union contract helps protect the security of his employment, which is the source of his livelihood and his future well-being. For more information, check your telephone directory for the retail clerks union in your community or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20006. Once again, Dean Mell.
A new flare-up between two enemies in East Africa. Details from David Weber in London.
Radio reports monitored here in London give a contradictory picture of the battle situation between Uganda and Tanzania. The Uganda radio says flatly that there is fierce fighting going on just inside the Tanzanian border. If true, it would be the first time there's been action involving ground forces on that side of the frontier. Uganda planes have made several bombing runs on villages in northern Tanzania since a force of Ugandan exiles made their invasion last weekend. Tanzania radio doesn't confirm or deny the battle report, but quotes one of its correspondents in a border village that had been bombed earlier as saying that there, at least, the situation was still calm. The Uganda radio reports go into great detail, saying Ugandan mechanized forces have crossed the border and have inflicted heavy losses. The reports claim that the commander of the guerrilla force has been killed. David Weber, NBC News, London.
President Ferdinand Marcos has invoked martial law throughout the far-flung Philippine Islands. He said the action was necessary to break a conspiracy to overthrow his government. Marcos ordered troops to close newspaper offices and civilian radio and TV stations. In a broadcast on state-controlled radio, Marcos said a rebellion exists. One of the latest reports to come out of Manila before the communications blackout said three political opponents and a newspaper columnist had been arrested. The full 132-member UN General Assembly is expected to vote today on whether the subject of terrorism should be debated this year. The vote is expected to be close. The United States is pushing hard to get it included on the agenda over Arab and African objections. More news after this.
Attention, fans. It's time for today's mystery sound. Can you recognize what this sound is? Huh? Okay, I'll tell you what it is. It's the sound of Alka-Seltzer getting ready to go to work on a case of heartburn. You see, the victim has felt that burning feeling, which can mean heartburn. Now he has put that tablet into that glass, and his ear is listening to this majestic sound, the sound of Alka-Seltzer ready to work on that acid indigestion and headache. It is Alka-Seltzer, the mystery sound of today.
President Nixon returns to Washington from the Texas ranch of his chief Democratic supporter, former Treasury Secretary John Connally, where he had dinner last night. Mr. Nixon urged Americans to consider what is best for their country when they decide who to vote for in November. Mr. Nixon's rival, Democratic nominee George McGovern, suggests the president may have had another purpose in going to Texas. With half a smile on his face, McGovern said Nixon may be going to come back with another suitcase full of cash for another invasion of the Democratic Party headquarters. The Hour's top story, a Soviet airliner arrives in Laos without the three American war prisoners Hanoi released last week. No clear reason given why they stayed behind. Dane Mell, NBC News.
Listen again on the Hour when Alka-Seltzer brings you NBC Monitor News. Off and running on Monitor, the horse, Cliff Nobles and Company in the saddle. It's time to tour the weekend world with Monitor 72.
You don't need rockets or planes. You don't need boxes or trains to tour the world.
Yes, radio is the way to go, friends, and going along with you since Autumn is here, but Gene Rayburn is not. This is Bill Mazur. You thought it was Gene. Gene's out on the West Coast this weekend, messing around with that other medium, you know, the one with pictures. But who needs pictures when you've got the kind of sounds we've got around here on Monitor? Like this somewhat funky, hunky cat of Elton John. Get us underway, EJ.
Country, fishing in a stream, looking for an answer, trying to find a sign, until I saw your city lights, honey, I was blind. They said, get back, honky cat, better get back to the woods. Well, I quit in those days, and my redneck ways. Where is that?
Now a monitor tip for those of you who plan to do some camping in the pleasant autumn weather coming up. Be sure to take with you more than just one means of lighting your tent or camper. In some areas, fuels for certain makes of lanterns may not be available, so it's a good idea to have a battery-operated lantern, either as the prime source of light or as a backup system. Now, whether you're headed for the woods or just around the corner, here's another thought for you.
Charlie, you know what day this is?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Well, what do Mondays make you think of?
Well, Monday is the day we go to Howard Johnson's and get all the barbecue chicken we can eat for only $1.69.
What else does Monday make you think of, Charlie?
It makes me think of Howard Johnson's special zesty barbecue sauce that gives their barbecue chicken such a delicious taste.
No, Charlie, there's something else. Don't you remember? 2 months ago, we met for the first time.
Oh, yeah. And we had dinner at Howard Johnson's. Oh, boy, did I eat a lot of barbecue chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw.
I'll never forget that night. Do you remember what you said after dinner?
I sure do. I asked the waitress for seconds.
What else, Charlie?
I said, hon, from now on, it's going to be Howard Johnson's chicken barbecue every Monday. Hey, wasn't that the night we got engaged?
Monday is chicken barbecue day at Howard Johnson's. All you can eat for only $1.69 at participating Howard Johnson's restaurants.
Charlie, I just knew you'd remember.
Ponderosa Pine Woodwork, an association of the leading lumber and woodwork manufacturers, presents Ed McMahon with Celebrity Homes. Comedian David Steinberg is Ed's guest right after this message from the members of Ponderosa Pine Woodwork.
If you're looking for a new home, here are two suggestions to help you get more for your money. Check the foundation walls in the basement. Any large cracks between the foundation and the floor, in the corners, or around the windows, may mean that water will leak through. So ask if the foundation has a waterproof coating on the outside. And find out if there's a vapor barrier membrane beneath the basement floor to keep dampness from rising and ensure a dry basement. Upstairs in the living area, you won't want it dry. A reasonable amount of relative humidity is not only healthful, it will keep walls and furniture from drying out and cracking. The only problem is, healthful levels of humidity usually cause messy condensation on cold surfaces. So in winter, metal windows often have condensation on the inside surface, while wood windows stay dry. That's why better homes are built with Ponderosa Pine wood windows, the windows that say quality. And remember, if you're remodeling, wood windows are available at your local lumber and building materials dealer.
Now, Celebrity Homes. Ed's guest, David Steinberg.
Let's talk about David Steinberg off the screen, his lifestyle a little bit. I know that you're making your home out here for, I was going to say the summer. The summer's over, but you're still out in California.
I'm still lingering for that last glimpse of sun. I go back and forth. Mm-hmm. I really miss New York and like New York a lot. I'm reminded of there's a great New Yorker cartoon that's always reminiscent of the L.A. New York syndrome to me. It's two trains passing in the Midwest mm-hmm. somewhere, and two actors peering out at each other, one from each train, and they're both saying, "Go back."
That's so true, isn't
it? Yeah, it always appears to be better on whatever coast you're not.
Well, you've maintained your apartment in New York.
I keep the apartment in New York.
Tell our monitor listeners a little bit about that, what kind of apartment it is, what it's like.
It's very modest. I like to get back to it because I like to get mugged every once in a while, which is the syndrome in New York. No, I live in just a kind of bedroom apartment. I have all my toys there. I have my little Sony television that tapes all my television shows. So I could look at them, not specifically my work, which I find very hard to look at, but other people's things. For instance, I could see all the movies that I don't have time for if I'm working on another project because I tape them and look at them. Mm. All my records, all the things that kind of keep me in touch to the atmosphere of creativity that I want to be involved in.
Is it big enough for your apartment in New York? You mentioned being modest. Is it big enough that you have kind of a room, a preparation room, or a creating room?
Well, actually, it isn't, Ed. I like it because I like the building, I like the location. I like to be right in the heart of things, but I have an office with my manager, who's also my partner, on 57th Street, and I do most of my writing there and my viewing of things that I have to.
How do you go about writing? Are you a disciplined man? Will you say at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll have a cup of coffee and I'll sit down and start writing, or do you wait till the spirit move you?
No, I say 9 o'clock, I have my cup of coffee, I say I'll sit down and I'll start writing. Mm. That's Monday, and about Friday I take my pen in my hand.
Do you find writing difficult? I mean, is it tough for you to write?
It really is.
Yes.
It's boring, and it's lonely. when you start cooking and you're in the middle of writing something great, well, it's like any creative process. It's all-consuming and the most exciting thing that I've ever known.
Do you always write alone, or do you sometimes bounce off someone else?
I have been writing alone, and just recently I've decided that that's mostly because of my ego and not because of what I prefer. And so now I'm starting to write with friends and people that I trust, and that's great fun. And
I would think that was much more stimulating for you. If you don't have it that day, he might.
Absolutely. It's company, and it's also an extra discipline. Mm. A lot of times, the translation of the tension that you're trying to create in the film you're writing or the play is not there by the time you put the pencil to the page. When you're talking it out with someone, it always is.
David Steinberg, my guest here on Monitor. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure.
And now this final word. Ponderosa Pine Woodwork, an association whose members are the leading lumber and woodwork manufacturers, wants you to have its new booklet, How to Spot a Better Home. It's a very valuable booklet you should carry every time you look at a new home, and it's absolutely free. Just send your name and address to Ed McMahon, NBC Monitor, New York 10020. Remember, for that free booklet, How to Spot a Better Home, send your name and address to Ed McMahon, NBC Monitor, New York 10020.
Just stay where you are, that will bring you more.
At about 17 and a half minutes past the hour, we're just about an Olympic hammer throw away from Joe Garagiola, who'll be talking with a hammer thrower in a few minutes about the foul-ups by the top American officials at Munich. So stay where you are here on the Monitor Beacon. Here at Monitor, Bill Mazur, together you and I will now listen to Someday We'll Be Together, which dates back, by the way, to when Diana Ross and the Supremes were still together. Since that day, not And now here with a question is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
How much of the blame for America's Olympic performance belongs to the officials in charge? Well, I'll be back with some expert views on that right after this word from Stuckey's.
Take a Stuckey's job.
Take a Stuckey stop.
Make a Stuckey stop. Relax.
Refresh at Stuckey's.
Check your fuel gauge. If you need gasoline, chances are you need a good stretch, too. Take a Stuckey stop. Try some of our world-famous candies. Use our clean restrooms. And fill up with Texaco gasoline. Stuckey's. The refreshing short stop on the long road.
The powers that be in the American Olympic picture have come in for a lot of criticism. I talked about this with New York Post columnist Paul Zimmerman after his return from Munich. I mentioned the quote from U.S. Olympic Committee Chief Clifford Buck that we should investigate and overhaul. Here's what Zimmerman told me.
Well, I think the first thing to do is to overhaul Cliff Buck. Get rid of him would be a little more to the point. He proved himself totally inefficient, as did most of the people connected with the management of our Olympic program and our team. In fact, I felt so strongly about this when I did come back, I've calmed down a little now, that I vowed that I'd follow them around on every fundraising drive for the next 4 years, and every time they opened it for questions, I'd raise my hand. I said, why are you asking for money when you can't manage it and you can't handle it and you can't run a team? I think the inefficiency was at every level. Our team was very badly prepared. The coaching was very bad. The management was awful. And things like common human dignity, like making a gesture of sympathy for the Israelis, they didn't even do that.
Another critic, also returned from Munich, was American hammer thrower George Friend. A member of the American team, Friend was asked whether American officials were any worse than those of the other countries.
Our officials are really afraid to speak out in terms of international officiating, in terms of... Well, for instance, I spoke with Gabriel Korobkov, and Korobkov was the chief national coach for the entire Soviet team. And he's no longer that because he had a heart condition, he had to quit. But Korobkov told me when I asked him to comment about the incident regarding the fact that 200-meter sprinters did not get to the blocks on time, they were late by about 5 minutes, he told me in the presence of witnesses, which I could produce, that had that happened to him or Stepaniak, who's now the chief national coach, they would have been deported from the country. Now, that's exactly what he said.
That's a little tough.
That's the truth.
What is the relationship between the coaches and the athletes? Is it an ivory tower situation? Can you get to them?
There is no relationship between coaches and athletes, at least on the men's track and field team, because the coaches are appointed just a few months in advance of the games. For instance, Bill Bowerman, who I think did an acceptable job in coaching under the circumstances, was appointed to that position in October of 1971. Stepaniak, the Russian chief national coach, has been in his job for 5 years. He's bound to know every athlete on his team, how they perform, what they do, how they breathe.
You don't have that on the Americans.
Of course not. That's the problem.
I've been talking to Paul Zimmerman of the New York Post and Olympic hammer thrower George Friend. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports, and now this from State Farm.
I always figured some dreadful girl would steal my son. Well, here comes the bride. And if she isn't the sweetest, most...
On the day you marry that sweet girl, you realize you've got a lot more to protect. More reason to call a State Farm agent near you. With insurance from State Farm Life, a young husband can afford the kind of protection he really can't afford to be without.
Just like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Gee, that looks good. It looks just like tomato juice.
But it's 8 juices. Good for you and me, the 8.
Well, I still say it looks like tomato juice.
But it's 8 ways tasty. Discover it and see. 8 lively juices, vegetable juices. Yours for good health in V8.
But I still say it looks like tomato juice.
Well, just take one taste of V8.
Wow, it sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes like V8.
Great.
V8 cocktail vegetable juices from Campbell's.
Titanic. Watch out for the iceberg, guys. Playing Sultana, which according to our monitor dictionary means either a sultan's wife or a yellow seedless grape. Which do you think it sounds like? Don't bother to answer. We haven't got time.
Take the station break now.
I'm sorry for stepping on your lines.
But we'll be back in just a shake now.
Will you girls ever forgive me? This is Bill Mazur. Monitor musical double feature now. And just to be on the safe side, so that the women's lib groups don't jump on us, both of these songs were, well, they're woman-oriented. The first is Sweet Caroline by Bobby Womack, and Peace. The second, Laura's Tune by Ted Phillips.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong. Yes, it is. Was in the spring, and spring became a summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? And oh, hands, I like this. Touching hands, oh, reaching out, oh, touching me. Good time never seems so good. I'm a true believer that I've been inclined to believe that they never, never, never would. They never would, they never would. Look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. Are we feeling, are we falling too? When I hurt, hurting one's off my shoulder, how can I hurt when I'm holding you? Back to my part again. Oh, oh, oh.
touching warm, reaching out, touching you. Tell somebody. I'm gonna say it. Can I say it? Can I say it? Say it? Say it? Sweet Caroline, the good times they never felt so good. Oh, sweet Caroline, the good times.
Another kind of difference in the monitor sound today, the sound of your monitor host, because I am Bill Mazur, sitting in for Gene Rayburn. Among the other sounds on tap, some personal revelations by lusty, busty Lainey Kazan, who'll be a guest shortly, but starts her stint on monitor by being a singer. And she shows off her great big talent in Show Me.
Don't talk of stars burning above. If you're in love, show me. Tell me no dreams filled with desire. If you're on fire, show me. Here we are together in the middle of the night. Don't talk of spring, just hold me tight. Anyone who's ever been in love will tell you that. This is no time for a chat. Haven't your lips longed for my touch? Don't say how much, show me. Come on, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me know I'm dying for. My time, show me. Don't talk of spring, don't talk of fall, don't talk at all, show me. Never do I ever wanna hear another word. There isn't one I haven't heard. When we are
together in what ought to be a dream. Say one more word and I'll scream. Haven't your lips long for my touch? Don't say how much. Show me. Come on, show me. Don't talk of love lasting through time. Make me know I'm dying for.
Next, World of Music, brought to you by your Baldwin dealer, who now has a brand new line of Baldwin home organs. This is Gene Rayburn, and my guest will be Lainey Kazan right after this.
Thank heavens you're here, Doctor. I'm going bananas.
Mr. Fern, I don't usually make the house calls.
I know, Doc. What psychiatrist does?
Mr. Fern, what seems to be the problem?
My Baldwin organ, Doc.
Oh, you're jesting.
No, Doc, it goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, why don't you just lie down on the couch and tell me what's really bothering
you? Doc, I'm telling you, it goes by itself.
Mr. Fern, the mind plays tricks.
No, listen. It goes up. It goes down, and it spins around on the top all by itself. I just push this button.
Oh, Mr. Fern, you have a clear case of the phantom fingers.
Is it serious, Doc?
No, your new Baldwin organ is equipped with phantom fingers. It says so right here. Phantom fingers are supposed to go by itself. It even strums a chord for you. Listen.
Wow, I thought I'd gone fair bonkers.
No.
Well, it's good to know I don't have any problems.
Except for one.
What?
House calls, I get $75.
Oh, boy.
My guest at monitor is that super sex symbol of singers, Lainey Kazan, now also known as actress Lainey Kazan. But you were an actress before you were a singer, right?
More or less. I studied acting in college.
And then you were something else before you were a singer. You were a dancer.
Yes, I danced with Carol Haney for Carol Haney. And that's how I got involved in Funny Girl, and I did a lot of industrial shows and danced in Bravo Giovanni.
Lainey, when you started, as most of us had someone in the back of our minds we emulated in a certain way, was there someone in the back of your mind that you sort of emulated as a singer?
Yeah, I had an idol. Yeah,
who was that idol?
The idol was Judy Garland when I was a child. Yeah, mm-hmm. I loved her very dearly. And I think one of the saddest and most exhilarating moments in my life was when she invited me to her home and told me that she was my fan.
Ah! Isn't
and
that marvelous?
And made me sing for her. And, and then also, it saddened me to see her such a pathetic woman, you know. And I remember thinking to myself, please, God, you know, don't let that ever happen to me. Because we all, us who perform and need the love of the audience or whatever we need, have those similar qualities.
She's had an enormous influence on many, many people, hasn't she?
Well, I think there was such a giving out without saving anything for herself. Mm-hmm. It was, please, love me, love me, love me, please. Mm-hmm. And such a desperation that she would have done anything for it. And I think that she had it from the time she was so young that she didn't have time to build any other foundation, which I feel fortunate that I went to college and I have a nice Jewish mother in Brooklyn, you know. I'm thankful for all, at least a few stable things in my life.
Let's talk for a second about a Broadway show called Bravo Giovanni. That had a short run, didn't it?
Very short.
That was directed by one of the world's funniest guys, a fellow I worked with on a number of occasions, Stanley Prager. I don't know whether that was his first musical, but
I don't know. It was supposed to be an Italian musical, and it was with Cesare Siepi, and the leading lady was a marvelous part, and it was about Italians, and it wound up with all these Jewish people in it. It wound up to be like a story about Second Avenue. It never became very Italian.
Did you audition for the lead?
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley turned you down?
Yes, I did, and so did Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand auditioned for the lead?
And she was turned down, and I wound up with a very small part in it and danced for Carol Haney.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one line, I think it was.
Do you remember the line?
Yes, I do.
What was your line?
It was the only laugh in the show. I said, Giovanni, toss my salad.
Toss your salad. I shouldn't even be pouring oil all over your body. Well, never mind.
No, really, that was the line of the show. And Here we are. It's the 7 years since I've been on a Broadway stage. And I'm really contemplating doing a Broadway play, really. I want to very much to do my own musical.
Good. Well, we'll all wish you the very best of luck, Lainey Kazan, and thank you very much.
And thank you very much.
My guest has been Lainey Kazan. Now this final word from Baldwin.
Baldwin announces... three brand new, easy-to-play home organs and at affordable prices. All just jam-packed with fun and available with Wonder Chord. Plays chords, pedal notes, and different rhythm patterns automatically with one finger. Want some fun?
Why don't you buy an organ of Baldwin? We sell fun.
See and hear the all-new, easy-to-play Baldwin organs now at your Baldwin dealer. He sells fun. Listen for more musical celebrities on Baldwin's World of Music throughout the weekend on Monitor.
Run into the office, run into the store. Run until you think you're dropping, then you run some more. Run into the PTA, running in the snow. Run into the theater, always on the go. It's a running life, running around on your feet. You can't sit down, yeah.
This on-the-go world of ours is tough on your feet, especially when you've got a corn or a callus. That's why there are Dr. Scholl's ZenoPads. They cushion and protect to help ease your pain. And they come with separate medicated discs to help loosen and remove corns and calluses. Dr. Scholl's ZenoPads, to make your running world just a little bit nicer.
It's a running life, running around on your feet. You can't sit down. Run it to the airport, run it to the train. Run it for a taxi cab, running in the rain.
Dr. Scholl's ZenoPads, just one of the many Dr. Scholl's products that make your running world a walk.
And really, the way to enjoy a comfortable walk around the weekend world is to keep your radio tuned to the sound of the Monitor Beacon. Bill Mazur on Monitor, and I will never pass this way again. Oh, that's what Glenn Campbell is about to sing. I'm planning to pass this way as often as possible.
I will pass this way but once, and if there's any good that I can do, let me do it now. Pass this way again. I will see this day but once. If there's any kindness I can show, let me show it now. Too late, my friend, to do all If there's any love that I can give, let me give it love. Oh Lord, please show me how. For I'll never know this world. I'll never see this day.
Personality Sports with Kurt Gowdy, presented by WEN, W-E-N, the people who make America's most exciting, value-priced electric power tools.
The Baltimore Orioles have won four American League pennants in the last 6 years. This year, they're having a much more difficult time, but still one of their key figures is their big first baseman, John Boog Powell, whose bat can win it for Baltimore again. What does Boog Powell do away from the baseball diamond when the season is over? We'll find out right after this from WEN. Okay, so you need an electric sander. Do you borrow, rent, spend a lot of money for more sander than you want, or buy an inexpensive model and hope for the best? No way. You're much better off with a WEN. Why WEN? Because, spelled backwards, WEN is new. That's always been the big idea behind WEN. Offer the newest, the finest power tools at money-saving prices. Offer double insulation, shock-proof tools that plug in anywhere, and offer a truly great line of WEN sanders. 3-inch belt models for tough sanding jobs. Dual-action sanders with both straight line and orbital action. A truly economical vibrating sander. Even 7-inch sander polishers. And listen, you can buy a new double insulated dual-action sander for just $19.95. Where? At hardware and better power tool dealers. Remember, you don't have to be rich to buy the very best. Just say WEN.
Now Kurt Gowdy with his personality sports guest.
Boog Powell was reared in Key West, Florida. He's always been around the water. He was a star baseball and football player at Key West High School, and of course has become an outstanding Major League Baseball player. Boog, what is your hobby?
Well, I do a lot of fishing and quite a bit of skin diving now, Kurt. I've become interested in it again. I used to do quite a bit of it when I was in high school and everything down in Key West, and I stopped diving for 4 or 5 years, but I've picked it up again, and it's really a great sport, and it keeps me a little bit in shape during the off season.
Why do you like skin diving?
Well, I like mainly what I get from it. You know, I do a lot of lobstering, and we shoot quite a few fish and things like that, and I enjoy just being down there. You know, it's sort of a different world when you're down there under the water, and the scenery and everything else. Of course, the area around Miami and Key West is probably the most beautiful water for skin diving in the country.
Do you dive, what, over the reefs?
Well, sometimes over the reefs, and sometimes we'll go inside it. You know, it all depends on what's going and where we can find something. Usually down in Key West, we just go right off the beach and find a good rock pile out there and get a lot of lobsters and things out there.
Have you ever made any deep dives?
40 foot's about my maximum. You know, I don't use a tanker. It's all free diving, all snorkeling, and 40 foot's about as far as I can go.
What about the safety in diving? Did you take lessons before you started?
Well, I just started as a kid down there, and we did it during the summer. We'd go diving every single day. There was no lessons or anything involved, you know. We just sort of, by word of mouth, what to watch out for and the things that, like sea urchins and things like that you could step on. And, of course, there's always the dangerous sharks and barracudas and things like that. Of course, the barracudas don't bother me too much. I get a little eerie when the sharks start coming around.
Boog Powell, the Baltimore Orioles. A skin diver in the off season when he's away from playing first base in the American League. Thanks, Boog, and good hobbying this winter.
Thank you, Kurt.
And now this is Kurt Gowdy with a final word for WEN. Picture this: the double insulated WEN dual action sander kit you've been wanting. Orbital or straight line action, 4,000 strokes per minute, perfectly balanced, powered for performance. Now add a smart, unbreakable protective carrying case and 6 sheets of sandpaper. And the price? just $24.95 for this 8-piece Wend dual action sander kit at hardware and better power tool dealers. Now, you don't have to be rich to afford the very best. Just say Wend.
Personality Sports with Kurt Gowdy has been presented by Wend. W-E-N. Value-priced electric power tools. Well, Boog Powell's favorite pastime may be fishing, but one of my favorites is listening to Peggy Lee. And I'm going to share that pleasure with you right now. This is Love Song.
The words I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for. No one could offer you more. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes really seen? You say it's very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you.
Dreadful girl would steal my son. Well, here comes the bride. And if she isn't the sweetest...
We all hope the good times never leave us behind.
She's so pretty.
We face our tomorrows with some peace of mind.
On the day you marry that pretty bride, you realize how much you've got to protect every day. A State Farm agent near you can help you right from the start with insurance from State Farm Life. And he'll keep helping as your family's insurance needs change. With State Farm Life Insurance, a young husband can afford the kind of protection he really can't afford to be without. Call your State Farm agent.
Just like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there.
When you get a headache, doesn't it make sense to take what doctors recommend most? For headache, doctors recommend one specific pain reliever more than any other. And Anacin contains more of this pain-relieving ingredient than any other leading tablet. In fact, in a recent survey, twice as many doctors responding who made a choice preferred the Anacin formula over the other leading extra-strength tablets. So when you feel pain of headache, take Anacin to relieve the pain fast. Anacin.
I've just read some medical reports that showed how several outstanding doctors obtained remarkably successful results with Preparation H. In many cases, Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief from pain in hemorrhoidal tissues. Then Preparation H actually helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by infection. Yes, as Preparation H gently helps reduce such swelling in many cases, it gives relief for hours from pain in hemorrhoidal tissues. Doctor tested Preparation H.
Something new from the Crusaders, So Far Away, and it's time for us to go away, but not so far and not for too long. Bill Mazur here with Monitor 72.
World news and late information, next on this Monitor station. World news and late information.